Hey everybody, this is Doug Benson, and you're listening to the Grow From Your Heart podcast, hosted by my buddy, Rasta Jeff.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 861 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out, we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the podcast. Before we get too far, I do want to let you know that the holiday sale has begun at iredirect.com. That's right, check for new stock and reduced pricing at iredirect.com. Whichever holiday you celebrate here in December, we are celebrating as well at iredirect.com, so go check out that sale pricing. All right, I think that is all of the advertising to do. Now let's work our way into some Patreon shoutouts. I want to give a couple of shoutouts to a few great folks who support the show on Patreon. Let's send a big fist bump and a thank you shout out to my friend Jerome. I want to send a thank you shout out to Austin Ron, and a big Grow From Your Heart podcast thank you shout out to my buddy War Possum. Big thanks for all of the Patreon support. If you want to support the show on Patreon, all you have to do is visit www.patreon.com/growfromyourheart. All of the information you need will be right there on the screen. Once again, thank you for all of that Patreon support. Ladies and gentlemen, in the last episode, in the last two episodes, we have been talking about grow room improvements and things we can add to our grow room that weren't necessarily designed for grow room purposes. I had a lot of great ideas, and then the audience did contribute a lot of great submissions, a lot of great ideas. I have another submission here of something we overlooked, something we should have thought of as we were working on our grow room supplies list. This is a very useful idea, a very good suggestion. Somebody said that we can use a gallon Ziploc bag over a clone and a cup as a clone dome. So if you want to take one clone, you can fill that clone, that beer cup, up with dirt. You can moisten that dirt, cut your clone, dip it in rooting gel, put it into that dirt, and then use a gallon baggie over that as your clone dome. That will work very well. That is a very good idea. I can't believe I did not think of that. Also, I've seen people use a lot of those boxes from the container store as their own clone device, their own clone environment. So you can get a plastic bin from the container store, flip it upside down, put the clone plugs on the bottom part there, do all your work, and then just put that bin right on top of that. That works as your clone environment. Can't believe I did not think of that. So great update there. Use a Ziploc baggie over a solo cup when sprouting clones. And this person said seeds. I don't recommend putting anything over the seedling. I like to leave them exposed because it does make a weak seedling if you put a dome over that. But for a clone, that is a wonderful idea. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have more ideas on how to improve our grow room experience with products we can buy, not necessarily from the grow store because all those products are overpriced. Send me some ideas. Let me know. You can put it in this episode in the comments or the two previous episodes. And my favorite comment from each episode will win a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. Keep in mind, I have not given a deadline for those. Once the comments get stale, then I will choose my favorite and we will give some free packs of seeds. All right, let's stay on track here. I do have a bunch of great questions here in front of me. I do have a website. That main website is iregenetics.com. That's where almost everything is hosted. There's a link to the Discord server. The Patreon link is there. And there is a link on the top that says Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that tab, it's over to the right. That's why I point this way every time. It's over to that part of the screen. If you click on that tab, it does give you the opportunity to send me a grow question. If you send me a good grow question and I read that question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. Today's question came from somebody that is called Hobbit from the Family Shire. Shout out to my new friend, the other Hobbit from the Family Shire. We've already got another friend named Hobbit. Shout out to that dude as well. Family Shire Hobbit, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. This is a really good question. I talk about this. I've addressed this a lot. It is a very good time to address this on the podcast once again. It says, if I had a grow, we're off to a good start, and one plant got stressed and made male flowers. So your female plant got stressed and produced male flowers. That is now an intersex plant. It is not a male. It's not a female. That plant showed you both sexes. It is now determined to be an intersex plant. It has proven that to us. Now, it says, perhaps this intersex plant pollinated some of the other plants. That's very likely. That does happen. It says, will the seeds be female and will they produce herms? It's really hard to predict what may happen. You do not have feminized seeds. You did not do anything to those seeds to make them feminized. So they are not all going to be female. There's no guarantee they will all be female. You're likely to get female seeds out of there. You're also likely to get intersex seeds out of there. To expect these seeds to be all female or feminized, you would have had to have done something to them to be feminized. The plant that the pollen came from was not a true female. That plant was intersex. You have now technically bred with an intersex plant to another female plant, which possibly could be intersex as well. That's a whole other conversation. Maybe that one hasn't expressed its intersex traits yet, but we know one plant was an intersex plant, so it doesn't have two X's. It has an X and a Y floating around somewhere, giving it that intersex expression. The other plant possibly could be a female. It received pollen. Now we've got female and intersex genes in there, and that's all in our plant mix. We could get more females. We could get more intersex plants. You could possibly even pull a male out of this. We don't know what that plant that showed its intersex expression. We don't know what it passed on. We don't know what it did to the mix. So to think that they would all be feminized would not be accurate thinking. You're likely to get females, but pay very close attention to them all the way through the flowering phase, because at any time they could show you that they've got that intersex trait. It could be week one. It could be week nine. You never know, but they could be intersex. So keep an eye on that. So the first part of the question was, will they all be females? That part is unlikely. Nothing was done to feminize the seeds. When I make feminized seeds, there's a process. I am doing something very specifically to make those seeds be female. I am feminizing them, making feminized seeds. Nothing was done here for the feminization of these seeds. The next part of the question is, will they produce herms? That is quite possible, because they've got herm traits in them. If you think about breeding, if you think about genetics, if you take a person with blue eyes and a person with blonde hair and a person with brown eyes and brown hair and you breed them together, that blue eyes and blonde hair will pop up in the offspring. The blue eyes, the whatever the fuck I said in the mixes, you will see those combos pop up within the offspring. That herm trait that you bred with is a possibility that will pop up in the offspring, just like any other breeding trait. I think intersex is a trait that could be passed down. So the main questions was, will they be females? Some will, possibly intersex. Who knows what else you got? Will they produce herms? Quite possibly, yes. Also, keep this in mind. I would grow some of these. You grow them. Don't share them. Don't pass them out. Don't give them to any friends. Definitely don't sell them. But you grow them and see what you've created. Maybe, just maybe, you've got some new amazing hot fire. Maybe you've created some amazing shit on accident. All of the ChemDog stuff came from bag seed, which means somebody bought weed that had seeds in it, and they grew those seeds and found amazing fire. That's essentially what you've got, is bag seed in the long run. You're going to have buds with seeds in it. You're going to pull those seeds out. You're going to grow them, and you may find that you've got some amazing shit. Also, you could find you've got a whole bunch of trashy mutant intersex plants. So the only way to find out is to grow them. Grow them yourself. Like I said, don't share them. Don't trade them. Don't give them away. Don't dilute and pollute the gene pool with them until you've grown them, tested them, and verified them yourself and had fun with them. I just said have fun with them. That, of course, is the most important part. Have fun. As long as you're being ethical, you're not lying to anybody, you're not messing up anybody's garden, you're not stealing money from anybody, have a good time in the garden. Do what makes you happy. Grow from your heart, breed with love, and enjoy the experience. Don't make it stressful. And have fun. That's the most important part. If it's not fun, then what is it? All right, that was a really good question. Got me rambling quite well. My dude Hobbit from the Shire, once again, check your inbox, because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. All right, let's keep this momentum moving. I do have another question here in front of me. This one is from somebody who called themselves My Plants Talk Back. Bro, if you listen, they are talking. Just pay attention to what they're saying, and they will tell you exactly what they need. Big shout out to my new friend, My Plants Talk Back. My dude, make sure you check your inbox and check your spam, because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from my favorite website, iredirect.com. Let's jump into the question. It says, hey, I love the show. Well, hey, thank you for listening. It goes on. It says, I need more help. I like that. I'm here for you. It says, what was the latest in flower you have had a successful reversal? So they're talking about reversing a female plant to create anthers, to use that pollen to create feminized seeds. What is the latest into flower you've had successful? Is 2 weeks into flower too effing late? Yeah, bro, you are way too effing late. I had a weather issue, had to go shut down, and I put everything into flower, and now I have a banger of a plant. Yeah, bro, you're too late. When it comes to reversing, I recommend starting a week before the flowering phase with your sprays, or starting the day of flower. If not, that plant will be so far into flower, you won't be able to reverse the hormones before it's just done. Then it won't create any anthers. Then you won't get any pollen. Also, if your females are 2 weeks into flower, like the plants that will receive the pollen, you're way shit out of luck, bro, because then they're going to be way too far done by the time your pollen donor creates pollen. They'll be dried up. All the pistils will be done. They will not be able to receive pollen. They will not create any seeds for you. So I hate to say it, but it sounds like you might be shit out of luck for reversing this plant. There may be ways to do it. There are new products out there. I wouldn't do it with silver thiosulfate. It will not work on time. What I would probably do is I would get a clone of this, even if it's in flower. Take a couple of clones and re-veg that clone. You can put it in a clone dome. You can put it in an easy cloner. I'd probably do the easy cloner. Put a little bit of nitrogen feed in there along with the yellow Clonex, the juice that Clonex sells you, the yellow stuff. Dip it in the purple. Fill the clone machine with the yellow stuff at an EC of 1.0 and a pH of, like, you could do 6.2 is probably where I'd recommend right now. Do 6.2. I'm not looking at my notes, so I don't remember the exact what I would say. But 6.2 would be a good pH for that. So you're at 1.0 EC, 6.2. Then add a little bit of base nutrients in there just to give you that nitrogen, just to speed up that re-veg process. Then put that bad bitch under 24 hours of light if you can, maybe 18 hours if that's all you could do. But re-veg that bad bitch. Put some clones under light and re-veg them. Then you can get that genetic, that cultivar back. You won't lose it. Or simply finish out the harvest and re-veg the plant that you are growing now. I don't know what the best option is for you, but you can definitely, however far into flower you are with a plant, you can cut a clone and you can re-veg that bad bitch and you can save those genetics. Or you can let it finish and then you can re-veg it. We'll do a quick re-veg chat right now. I'm not going to go too far. Harvest time comes, right? Cut off all the top parts of the plants. At the bottom here, you got a couple of buds the size of my thumb. You got a branch coming up, a branch coming up. Leave some buds like about the size of my thumb. Leave leaves on that bud. Leave leaves on the bud. I mean to say that word twice. You want foliage on there because that's what is going to receive the light. That's where the hormones will develop. That is what is going to make that bud re-veg itself. So leave some foliage on a bud. You got two or three or five little bottom buds on a plant. Leave some leaves on there. Let the fucking light get to those leaves. Give them 18 hours, 24 hours if you can. If that plant is root bound, put it into a bigger pot. It'll happily speed up your process if you put that root-bound pot plant into a larger pot, let the roots spread. Some plants will just flower simply because they are too tightly root-bound. So give it some legs. Give it some room to spread. Have just a few bottoms there. Then put it under the 18.6 or 24 hours of light. Then you'll see it'll take a while. It's going to take you 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks. You'll start getting new growth coming out of the top of that bud. Stuff will just start coming out of the top of there. It's going to look wonky and twisted and whirled, and it's going to look like it's really sad, but it's going to work out of that. Just give it some time. It'll keep growing. It'll grow. It'll work itself out of that weird, twisted shit, and then one day it'll just spit out a perfect little shoot that looks like a little clone. Let that grow. Let that happen until you got two or three of those so you can fuck around and find out. Then take one of those clones, two of those little shoots that it's spitting, and clone those. I know that sounds wild, but put that in a cloner and get those to root. Now use those new shoots that you've just cloned as your new mother plants. That's your new mother plant. Let that grow out. Now you've got that cultivar secured. You can cut clones from there. Feed that plant a basic veg diet like you would your mom's. Maybe boost up the nitrogen a little bit. And that's the quick version of re-veg. I hope I covered all that because that was spontaneous. I did not have any notes there. I just decided that I would tell you that now. Re-veg is pretty easy. You just got to be patient. That's really all it takes. Lights and patient. Give it plenty of light. Give it a bigger pot and give it some patience, and it will re-veg on you. So I think you're too late with your reversal, to be honest with you. I hate to bust your bubble, but I did give you some backup plans, a couple of different options. Cut some clones, get those clones re-vegged, or simply re-veg that big old mama plant that you're working with. Or suck it up, because you got a free pack of seeds coming from iredirect.com, and you can just grow those, my dude. Make sure you check the spam folder. And once again, thank you for the great question. All right, I've got some good momentum here. Let's keep rolling. I've got another question here in front of me. I've got a couple of questions. This one is the one that I wanted to get to. All right, this one's been cooking for a little while. This one came from somebody who wants to be called Ham Biscuit. Ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to my friend Ham Biscuit. If you want your question read here on the podcast, go to the Irie Genetics website, iriegenetics.com. On the top of that website, there's a row of tabs. One does say Grow Help. Click on that Grow Help tab. Send me your question. If I read your question, guess what? Free seeds. Ham Biscuit's question goes like this. It says, from the time a seed breaks the dirt, when do you start to feed? That is a really good question. When I see my friend this, let me give a disclaimer. If you've put your plant into soil that's got high nitrogen or a lot of nutrients in that soil, like some amended soil or a store-bought soilless mix that's got that brags about having its listed to have an NPK value, sometimes those plants can go for a little while without being fed. That is up to you if you want to turbo feed that plant, if you want to let that plant live off of what's in that soil. Some of those soilless mixes claim to be good for 2 to 4 weeks. Some say 6 weeks. I don't ever let them go that long without feeding in that soilless mix. But before we go too far, keep in mind that some of your soilless mixes will be pre-fed, and that's got to come into play. You've got to adjust that to my response here. But usually within the first 2 to 3 weeks, when I see the first true leaves pop up, then I pay attention. Then I'll probably feed right when I see those first leaves spread out. Sometimes I'll wait for the second set if it's in like a hot soil. And then I'll just pay attention to the plant. The first sign of yellowing, then it will get fed. But it's usually the first 2 or 3 weeks. I'll mix up a nitrogen, a basic base feed. Sometimes I'll feed it a bean sauce, give it a little bit of microbes, a little bit of phosphorus, a little bit of potassium, just to get that little tiny plant growing a little bit more quickly. But that's all just that's advanced growing stuff. If you're asking this, wait 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the soil or soilless mix which you are playing with. Then we got a follow-up question. Do you plant directly into your soil or medium? No, I do a paper towel germination sort of thing. Sometimes I float the seeds in water for 12 to 24 hours before. Most of the time I do not do that. I fold up a paper towel into a square and I soak it with water and I put it on a plate and I tip it to where the excess water runs off, unfold it, put some seeds in there, fold it back up, and then I put that in a warm, dry, dark place. And usually within 24 hours, my seeds sprout. Then I put them in usually a beer cup. Honestly, I use a solo cup, just like a party cup that you'd use to play Flippy Cup or beer pong. Shout out to all the Flippy Cup gang. You know who I'm talking about. I fill that cup with soilless mix, pat it down. Then I water it before I even put my seedling into there. Water it. Then I put just a little indention, just about a knuckle deep is all I really go. Boink, just a little press. Put my seedling in there and then just gently press dirt right on top of it. And then just press that under or put that under the light, usually under a small LED or a T5. Give it 18.6, maybe 24 hours of light, usually 18.6 for the seedlings. But that's the quickest germination into a cup method I could teach you right there. Let me stay focused. You didn't even ask about that part. The question does go on. It says, the reason I ask is because I have used several methods successfully, but I do get more helmet heads with the paper towel method. I flipped my golden goat to 12-12 this past Sunday, and it's looking super happy. Bro, congrats on flipping the golden goat. I hope to see those photos. So he's talking about helmet head. Let me describe what helmet head even is here on the podcast before we talk too much about it. Helmet head. Let's talk about helmet head a little bit here. A lot of times when you plant a seed, it will pop up through the soil or the soilless mix. When it pops up, a lot of times it should have two little miniature leaves that want to spread open and get life started. A lot of times the seed will get stuck on one of those little parts and it will not spread properly. And a lot of people really freak out. They have a lot of panic attack about that. There is a little bit of debate on what causes that. Some people will tell you that you're planting the seed too deep, and some people will tell you you're not planting the seed deep enough. So there's a couple of schools of thought. I want you guys in the comment section, please leave me your opinion, your bro science, your real science, your edumacated factual input on why we're getting helmet head when we plant our seeds. What is the main cause of that? How can we prevent it? Some people will tell you it's too deep. Some people will tell you it's too shallow. I am not certain. I'm going to leave it up to the comment section. What I can tell you is it's real easy to remove. It is very simple to remove that helmet head. I've seen a couple of different methods. Somebody told me a real fun method of it the other day, which we'll talk about. So what I like to do, I get a spray bottle with just plain water in it, and I will get real close and just spray that seedling, just psh, 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 just spray it real good, kind of aggressively, to be honest. Put some mist into it. Then what I'm trying to do is moistened that helmet head to soften the helmet and also add some lubrication between that leaf and the seed shell so that I can get some tweezers and just lightly pluck that helmet head right off of there. Don't pull hard enough to where you're lifting up the seed and yanking it all the way out of the dirt. You don't want to do that. Gently remove it. Just scientifically, surgically get in there, just real gently spray it with water and pull it off of there. Another method that a friend recently told me that they do, they spray it with water, but then they do the backwards version of what I do. They take the tweezers and put it inside the seed shell and let the tweezers open on their own because the tweezers will automatically pop open since their default is open, and they will pop that seed shell open far enough, and then the seed shell will just fall off. So that's a couple of different ways to deal with helmet head. But what I want is comments. You guys, please let me know what is causing the helmet head on my new and our friend's new freshly sprouted seedlings. My dude, Ham Biscuit. Bro, that's a great name. It makes me smile every time I say it. Ham Biscuit, thank you for the great question. Make sure you check your inbox and your spam because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, friends and foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you beautiful cannabis enthusiasts out there, we're going to wrap up a quick episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I want to thank you once again for listening. Please do leave those comments. Please do like and subscribe if you found any value in this podcast. Like and subscribe. If you'd like to support the show financially, all you have to do is visit patreon.com/growfromyourheart. All of the information you need will be right there on the screen. And once again, big thanks to everybody who does support the show on Patreon. Don't forget about the holiday sale at iredirect.com. That's right, Orangegasm is on sale. Go get yourself a pack. Also, it's gift-giving season, so don't forget about the gift certificates available at iredirect.com. That's right. Ladies, if your partner is playing this in front of you right now, they want you to hear the website iredirect.com, and your partner wants a gift certificate to iredirect.com so they can go pick out their brand new seeds so they can grow some great iRe genetics beans. That's right, ladies, make it easy on yourself. iredirect.com, get a gift certificate, let your partner pick out the seeds that they want. Everybody out there, iredirect.com, go get that gift certificate. I think I said that enough times. If you have any questions, corrections, comments, or concerns, I would love to hear from you. My email address is growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. Don't be shy. Reach out. Let me know what you think of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all I've got for this episode. I'm going to go get some water and some big old fat dabs. I hope you guys do the same. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Splooched. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, we relax.
Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show. From the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. Stand real strong, join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate, join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Ooh, 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 ooh. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. In the light, we we stand.